Hello and welcome to the Mindful As Fuck podcast. I'm your host, Kirsty O'Brien, founder of Team KO, a corporate wellbeing coach and your personal meditation mentor. I've helped people all over the world to lower their stress and create more presence, fulfillment and wellbeing in their lives with meditation and mindfulness. I've been on a personal journey to really understand how I can create an environment within me and around me that supports myself and my family to experience full body well-being. And I want to share this journey with you and what I discover along the way. So each week I'll be bringing you guided meditations with me and inspiring and honest conversations that will explore a range of topics, mind and body, supporting you to tune out the noise, lower your stress and experience full mind and body well-being. So let's live more mindfully and consciously and thrive together. Hey, my friends. Well, this is a quick Mindful AF moment with me this week, and I wanted to talk about mastery of the breath. I think that this is a really important one because this is the first thing that I do when anybody comes to work with me, and it's to connect them mindfully and consciously to their breath and to start actually utilizing this thing that they're doing all day long as a tool to help them be more conscious, mindful, regulate their nervous systems so that they can calm the fuck down. And so I thought, you know, it's really important that I do really go through a controlled breathing exercise with you so that you can begin to really master and use your breath as a tool that's going to support you to be more mindful, to be calmer, to experience more clarity, to really help you to ground and center your own energy, and even just to connect to your body. You know, we get too stuck in our heads. You know, we're so good at thinking, but we're not so good at just being. And it's such an important part of life to just allow ourselves to be, you know, and in that place of being is where creativity flows and our intuition and all sorts of other amazing things that just flow when we allow ourselves to just be and stop getting so caught up in the thinking, because the thinking, a lot of it's just stories. And they create a whole lot of other mind fucks, you know, that's a whole other thing to go into. But it's really important that we do have those, you know, moments of time throughout the day where we are allowing ourselves to unlink or detach, you know, from that, the logical mind, the thinking mind, and allow ourselves to really drop into our bodies and into that stillness. And allow us to observe and see that a thought is just a thought. And there's so much that flows from that. And that all just starts with mastering the breath. So wherever you are right now, I want you to, because you shouldn't, don't do this while you're driving. Do this when you have the time and the space to do it. But I want you to lay down on the floor. Or if you need to, roll out a mat, lay on your bed as long as your back is supported, your knees are supported, you want to be comfortable. And as you get into a comfortable position on the floor, I want you to really just wiggle your body and sort of move the energy through your body so that you can settle into a comfortable position. Just allowing your body to do its thing, you know, getting any excess energy just to flow through you. And then just allow yourself to sit comfortably, to lay comfortably. If it's comfortable to have your knees slightly raised, go with that. If you need to put a cushion or a sort of a rolled up towel just under it, your back in certain spots, everybody lays differently. Just make sure that you're comfortable. And when you're comfortable, I want you to put your right hand over your heart space and your left hand on your belly, just relaxed. And just now, as you do that, I just want you to observe your breathing as it is, without messing with it, just noticing, how are you breathing? You're breathing in and out through the nose, Are you breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth? Maybe just in and out through the mouth. Just observe if the breath is full or a little bit shallow, and perhaps you're only just breathing to your chest. Just observing, no judgment, no criticism, just noticing. Now I just want you to observe the body. Do you feel any tense muscles anywhere? Are you still feeling perhaps a little fidgety? Just observing. Allowing yourself to just really drop in and notice how the muscles in the body are feeling. If you notice any tension, just observe it. Noting it. Now we're going to really begin to regulate our breath. I'm going to take in a deep breath in through the nose. I want you to draw it all the way in till you feel your belly extending under that left hand. And then a long, gentle exhale through the mouth. I want you to continue this pattern of drawing the breath all the way in through the nose, all the way to the diaphragm, so that the belly extends under your left hand. And then that exhale through the mouth. And as you do this, I want you now to make sure that your exhalation is slightly longer than the inhalation. So as you breathe in, you want to be counting to four, holding for two, breathing out for eight. Breathing in for four, holding for two, breathing out for eight. Continue this steady rhythm, breathing in, breathing out. Making that exhalation slightly longer than the inhalation. I want you to notice here how the body is beginning to feel. Noticing, is the mind still racing? Is it starting to slow down a little bit? And if you have a lot of thoughts and you can feel yourself getting distracted, just continue focusing on the sound of my voice and just let your thoughts roll on by as if they're clouds on the sky. Just for a few minutes, you have nothing to do, nowhere to be. It's okay to just be here. Observing as you continue breathing, steady and gently, controlling the breath, mastering the breath. How is the body beginning to feel? Just observing again, without any judgment or criticism or resistance. Noticing that it's actually difficult to find resistance when the breath is so slow and gentle, that the breath washes comfort over the mind and the body. As you've activated your parasympathetic nervous system now, with those deep belly breaths, blood pressure and your pulse starting to slow down just a little bit. The stress levels lowering. As you're bringing just with the breath, you're bringing your body into that beautiful rest and recovery state. A state of just being. Become aware now of your hands over your heart space and your belly. Allowing yourself to drop right into your body as you continue just breathing. If you notice any tension in any of the parts of the body, just feel yourself letting it go with the exhale. Gently feeling every muscle in the body from your head to your toes, relax. With each slow and steady in and out breath, the mind and the body relaxes a little deeper. You're aware of the flow of the breath. Your belly slightly rising and falling as you draw the breath deeply and fully. Aware of your hands as you hold the breath. And then that long, gentle exhale through the mouth. Observing how it feels to be this calm and peaceful. You can take 3 slightly longer and deeper inhalations and exhalations now. Slowly widening your awareness, wiggling your fingers, aware of the floor, the mat or the bed beneath you. Aware of how consciously rooted and grounded you feel into your own body, into this moment. How peaceful it feels to go beyond the thoughts, to detach from the thinking. And just be. I want you to take your time here, just giving yourself a few moments, just to be, just to really enjoy and savor how the mind and the body's feeling right now. To really connect to that feeling of ease and calm that you've brought to your body with the breath. You know, you might have come into this feeling maybe highly stressed or tired or drained. And if you did, you're probably noticing now that you're feeling restored and rejuvenated. You feel a bit revived and freshened. Your energy feels grounded and centered. Just by taking those few minutes just to breathe. And you know, throughout the day, you're able to do this for yourself by connecting to the breath in just over a minute. By by just taking some mindful, deep breaths in through the nose, breathing all the way to the diaphragm, feeling the belly extend with the breath, and then out through the mouth, slightly longer, that exhalation. Do that for 4 or 5 times. You're going to lower your cortisol, activate your parasympathetic nervous system, calm everything down in the body, allowing yourself to feel less reactive, to see more clearly, to actually come from a place of, you know, your true self, rather than from all the noise that's going on around you. By all means, I encourage you to lay on the floor if you can, you know. But wherever you are, you're able to really connect to the breath. You're able to do that for yourself. And you begin to master your breath. And really, throughout the day, be conscious and mindful of it. You're going to change how you think and feel. You're going to change, you know, your well-being. You're really going to enhance your resilience, and you're going to feel so much better. You know, and you're also not going to be a slave to your thoughts and emotions because you've mastered the breath. Your one tool that's there for you to help you calm down, regulate that nervous system, take control of your stress. So it's really important to remember that you are the master of your breath. Be really aware of when you're only breathing to the chest, those shallow breaths. Be aware when you begin to just breathe in and out through the mouth, and slow everything down. Become mindful with it. Become present, conscious. Take charge of your breath. Draw the breath in deeply, slowly, gently, all the way to the belly. With that exhalation, as it's slightly longer, feel yourself letting go. Whatever's bugging you, whatever's, you know, really irritating you, the stress, the tension, feel yourself relaxing the jaw, the brow, the shoulders. You know, you'll be surprised once you begin to really master the breath where you may be holding tension all day long. You know, your headaches will begin to become less frequent because you're holding less tension throughout the day because you're actively releasing it. Okay, so I'm going to let you go now. Set the intention today to be really mindful and conscious of your breath. I love you. I hope that this has supported you wherever you are. It's going to be a great day. Thanks so much for listening. And if you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you could take the time to leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends and family. I really appreciate you being here with me. And if you'd like to know more about what I do and for some free resources, please head on over to my website, teamko.com.au, and you can connect with me over on social media at Meditate with Kirstie.